members of the media, stakeholders, and fellow South Africans. The Portfolio Committee on Communications and Digital Technologies held just the other week a strategic planning workshop from the 2nd to the 3rd of September 2025. The purpose of the workshop was firstly to just assess the state of the ICT sector, and then secondly to chart our strategic plan for the rest of the remainder of the parliamentary term to 2029, in line with Parliament's mandate of lawmaking, executive oversight, and public participation. So on the state of the sector, we acknowledge the encouraging signs that we are seeing of increasing connectivity, especially 5G coverage in the country, as reported by ICASA, the Independent Communications Authority. However, we're also deeply concerned about the reported 2.3% decline in employment across telecoms, broadcasting, and postal sectors. And dare I say, while we are seeing that decline, we are also noticing that very few young people are employed in sectors that you would ordinarily expect them to be natives in. Now, this trend of decreasing employment, we think reflects it's a trend that reflects broader economic pressures, but it also highlights structural weakness in the sector. So it's against that backdrop, Ntate Mutabo, that we appreciate that today's media engagement is held under the theme Opening New Economic Opportunities, and we regard it as both necessary and urgent. As you know, I don't have to repeat it, the ICT sector is a vital enabler for economic growth. Globally, it continues to disrupt industries and redefine how societies live and work. South Africa cannot afford to lag behind in this digital revolution, and this is something that we've been raising. We need to act with urgency, with agility and determination to ensure that technology benefits all of our people and that nobody is left behind. So we're expecting government, especially the DCDT, to lead boldly, decisively and innovatively to unlock the potential of the digital economy. As we start then this term, which is the third term of Parliament, we will be concentrating on six critical areas. And these areas that Ntate Mutabo referred to, firstly, is urgent legislative reform. Secondly, affordable and reliable connectivity for all. Thirdly, urgent action on the financial and operational challenges at the SABC. Fourthly, completion of the business rescue process at the post office and a viable plan in place to realize the post office of the future. Fifthly, strengthening of the post bank and realizing the vision of a state-owned bank. And then finally, the completion of the broadcasting digital migration process. On legislation, just a few things to highlight that the sector, and we keep repeating this, we're really sounding like broken records. It's operating under outdated legislation. All of our community laws were largely designed for an analog era. They are not fit for purpose in a fast-changing digital environment, which is categorized by, amongst others, artificial intelligence, e-commerce, the Internet of Things, blockchain, and many other technologies. This outdated framework is hampering innovation, it's delaying transformation, and it's constraining the abilities of entities such as SABC, Sentech, the Post Office, the Post Bank, to adapt to new realities. And that is why they are facing a lot of the challenges that they are. So as a committee, we are going to be prioritizing the fast tracking of lawmaking to modernize this legislative environment for inclusive, agile, and digital and secured society. We will be adopting in the next few weeks our committee's legislative agenda, which will be committee-initiated bills. Amongst the priorities for this legislation will be the preservation and protection of the media, with a particular focus on community media, amendments when necessary to the Electronic Communications Act, and a consideration to developing overarching legislation that will govern the so-called over-the-top services for platform accountability across all platforms. We're sitting in a country where anybody can do as they please on social media, elsewhere. The platforms are not accountable. The creators are not accountable. And we think that if government is not moving quick enough, then these are some of the legislation that the committee will be initiating. Ours is to ensure that our legal framework is keeping pace with the global technological advancement and everybody is safe on the technological streets. Secondly, on affordable, reliable, and universal connectivity, we've welcomed the progress that has been made by the SA Connect program, particularly the rollout over 3,000 public Wi-Fi hotspots, which now serve more than 4 million South Africans. Young people and people in rural areas are beginning to access the opportunities that the digital world offers. However, much more still remains to be done. Meaningful school connectivity remains a pipe dream for many learners. So we've called on the Departments of Basic Education as well as Communications and Digital Technologies through joint committee sitting with the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education. We've said that infrastructure expansion is non-negotiable, and our schools need to have systems that work for them. You cannot go to a school with over 1,000 learners, you put in one route in the admin block, and you say you've connected that school. So we're hoping that the ministers will be giving attention to this and working with our basic education. As you said, we will be exercising oversight on it. We believe that in order to achieve a truly connected society, in line with the digital transformation roadmap that was launched by the president, we must focus on infrastructure expansion. Now, this digital transformation roadmap, Honorable Badenhorst, it includes, amongst others, the development of digital public infrastructure, which would have digital IDs. This is a digital ID document that you have on your phone, digital driver's license, digital everything, whether it's documents from Home Affairs and so forth. A number of countries have already developed and launched these systems. South Africa, again, is lagging behind, and we're hoping that we are going to see urgent movement around this digital public infrastructure initiative. We're also saying that government must end these silo-based approaches that waste resources and delay progress. As Parliament, we continue to play an active role in accelerating the full implementation of the Broadband InfraCo Act, the BBI Act, which supports the establishment of the State Digital Infrastructure Company. Now, this act was enacted to facilitate the expansion of affordable wholesale broadband access, especially to underserved areas. But what's happening now is that it's not adequately implemented. So you have fiber that is held by non-ICT state-owned enterprises, such as your Eskoms, Transnet, Sanral, Prasa. I know you're listening, Chair. So these non-ICT state-owned enterprises, they have fiber across the country, which could help us literally achieve all our connection objectives. But it's sitting with them. It's not consolidated under the BBI Act, as the Act requires. So we invited them to Parliament earlier on this year, I think it was in June, where we needed to understand what needs to be done for them to use their infrastructure asset and make them available to BBI in support of the broader national mandate to deliver affordable broadband services. We believe that this approach will lead to a consolidation of these assets from the state-owned enterprises to BBI to ensure that we reduce duplication, we lower costs, and achieve universal broadband access. Since then, and we must applaud both Minister Malatsi as well as the Minister of Electricity, Minister Ramakgopa, they've begun taking concrete steps in this regard. These are steps we appreciate, and we will hold them accountable to deliver. It's really practical, actionable solutions such as these that we're urging government to focus on. On the SABC is at a risk of collapse. It's burdened by unsustainable debt, outdated infrastructure, and a broken funding model. When we spoke about the SABC and we said, amongst others, the withdrawing of the SABC bill is sounding a death knell on the institution, we were told we were being alarmist. Now, as we stand here today, Centec, which has its main client, the SABC, is bleeding more than 70 million rand per month to subsidize SABC's broadcast signal costs. This is unsustainable, yet the SABC bill, which was essential to ensuring sustainability, remains stalled in this parliament. SABC is tittering, as I said, on the brink of collapse. Jobs, livelihoods, and the sustainability of both the public and the community broadcasting sector is threatened. As a committee, we're deeply concerned by this prolonged and unnecessary delay in processing this bill. We wrote to the minister on this matter 2 weeks ago, calling for urgent action on his part to resolve the financial and operational challenges at the SABC. It's been more than 6 months. We agreed to stand down as the committee to allow him to deal with it, and not much, if anything, has been done. So we're urging the minister to once again finalize this process and not hide behind bureaucratic red tape. We're also calling on the department, DCDT, to engage the National Treasury around sustainable investment into the SABC. The SABC has not had a technology or infrastructure refresh in more than a decade. They're not looking for a bailout. The SABC is not looking for a bailout. And we want to make this point clear that government has a responsibility to invest in the strategic asset and recapitalize it when necessary. So time for decisive action is now. I can hear the chairperson is intimidating me there. So I'm going to jump to the last issue. I think when you read the statement, you will come across issues relating to the post office, which we are very worried about. Almost a quarter of a billion rand now has been spent on the business rescue practitioner fees. But we still haven't seen a viable turnaround plan on the table. The minister had promised when he appeared in the House that in a matter of days, he'd be making a call for strategic partners. It still not has happened. Not yet has happened. The Postbank, very briefly, we've noted media reports that SASSA is intending to terminate the master services agreement between itself and the Postbank. We've also noted that Postbank has fierce opposition to the termination of the MSA, and they've initiated legal action against SASSA. We are yet as a committee to engage with these two state organs, but I must say that the Postbank has made tremendous progress over the last 3 years, and really it has new leadership in place. It's emerged from years of disclaimers to an unqualified opinion. It even declared back to the fiscus a dividend of 760 million rand last year. I think that's more than Telkom did. Now is not the time for the Postbank to be weakened, as we believe that the termination of this agreement is. It's time for the Postbank to be supported and strengthened, and we're calling on the Ministers of Communication as well as Social Development to resolve this impasse and exhaust all dispute resolution mechanisms in the agreement. The less said on the broadcast digital migration process, which was my last issue, is better, because we've just said this process remains a national embarrassment. So, Mr. Mutapo, fellow South Africans, thank you. And I think what we were trying to communicate in this statement is that if we're truly serious about opening new economic opportunities, our view is that time is not on our side. Too many people are without work. Too many young people are not equipped with skills. And we are not moving with the necessary agility and urgency that's required. And we trust that government will take this to heart. I thank you.